Hello children, in this segment we will continue with the class 7 geography chapter weathering and soil formation, the rock segment. We'll start with the sedimentary rock. There has been a PPT number 2 which you can refer for this part of the audio. Over there you will be seeing a sedimentary rock which is totally weathered and layers are clearly depicted. Then you will be seeing a slide where there are 4 pictures, number 1 being glacier, moving mass of ice, number 2 swift flowing river mainly in the mountainous region, number 3 waves which you can see in the coastal region, number 4 wind moving with high speed causing dust storms. These are the agents of transportation and deposition that help in the weathering and erosion of the sediment that gradually under pressure of overlying material form sedimentary rock. Then in the next slide there is a picture and you can see the encircled part, there are variant colors being shown. From the bottom you will be able to see gray, maroon or dark red, yellow, ochre, ash and brown. This color owes to the sediments that have been brought down and deposited by the agents we studied just now. The word sedimentary has been derived from the Latin word sedimentum, meaning settling down. The agent erodes and brings sediments that are basically gravel, sand, silt and clay. These sediments are deposited in water body or in the depression in horizontal layers. Horizontal is a position equivalent to the sleeping lines. Then due to the pressure exerted from the upper layers, loose rock material get converted into hard and compact rock. The sediment also gets cemented to form sedimentary rocks. Now, the sediments are from the original igneous rock, which are called primary rock, or from the other rock fragments. So, this sedimentary rock are termed as the secondary rock. Now, we'll discuss about the characteristics of the sedimentary rock. First, it is a stratified rock structure, which owes to its formation of the deposition of sediment in the horizontal position. The picture in the PPT clearly depicts, shows the horizontal variation in colors, depicting this stratification. Second, sedimentary rocks are characterized by the presence of fossils. As the sediments are laid horizontally, the dead remains of the plants and animals get trapped in the layers, which after compaction leads to the formation of fossils. Third, sedimentary rocks are formed by the cementation of loose particles, so they are soft and have pores present, which make this rock porous in nature. That is, it allows the passage of water. Fourth, as it is not of thermal origin, that is not related to heat for its origin, hence no crystals are found. Fifth, these rocks are soft than igneous rock, so they are easily weathered. Next, we'll move on to the metamorphic rock. For this, you can refer to the PPT number 3. The rock that you'll be seeing in this slide is a changed form of the rock, which may be due to the temperature and pressure condition. This type of changed rock are known as the metamorphic rock. As these rocks are the changed form of primary, that is igneous, or secondary, that is sedimentary rock, so these rocks are termed as tertiary rocks. Now, these rocks are of two types based on their formation, one on the basis of temperature, second on the basis of pressure. Now, the characteristics of the metamorphic rocks are as follows. First, in this picture, you will, in this slide, there's a picture and over there, you pay attention, the encircled part. Here, we can see that the rock is foliated, that is, they are arranged in parallel manner. That is giving the rock a striped appearance. This feature is termed as close banded structure, which is very important for the metamorphic rock. Second, the rock is highly compressed due to pressure. Third, no fossils are found in this type of rock as it undergoes transformation. Fourth, due to the process of change under pressure and heat, this rock becomes compact and harder. This is all about the three types of rock. But all these three types of rock, the igneous, metamorphic and sedimentary, are all interrelated and mutually interdependent. In the sedimentary rocks are formed by the weathering and erosion of both igneous and metamorphic rock. Metamorphic rocks are formed from both igneous and sedimentary rock under high temperature and pressure condition. Again, the primary rock are formed when the sedimentary and metamorphic rock melts to form magma and then solidifies to form the igneous rock again. So, this continuous change of one type of rock into another type under different condition is called the rock cycle. You can refer to the PPT 3 for this explanation. So, here we complete the chapter Weathering and Soil Formation segment rock in this online series. You have a worksheet based only on rock from this chapter, as we have done only this part. The other segment, the weathering, soil formation and soil conservation of this chapter, will be done later. Thank you, children.